Blog Talk Radio.
Be starting something.
Good morning, guys, and thank you for tuning in to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, this morning, I'm trying something a little bit different with the show as far as speaking, okay? I'm using a different microphone, so hopefully you guys can hear me with no problem. If you can't, please send me a message and say, Frank, we can't hear you at all. I'll change something or whatever, and we'll try something a little bit different. But today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal accounting, personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. And remember, guys, the end of the year is coming, and it's coming fast. So hopefully you'll be ready for this upcoming tax season. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and give your opinion on today's episode. Now, before I get into that, let's do a word of the day, okay? Today's word of the day is, come on. Today's word of the day is hallowed or hollowed. Hallowed, hallowed. I'm looking at the pronunciation. I guess I'll say hollowed, okay? And hallowed is an adjective, and it means holy or consecrated. And it also means sacred or revered. You know, like you say, a reverend, he's revered. So it's sacred, holy, or consecrated. Okay? An example of this, because I can't get into this consecrated. I know what consecrated is, but I can't pull it up now and tell you the meaning of it. I know what consecrated is. I know I do. But it's an example says, he who enters a university walks on hallowed ground. Okay? He who enters a university walks on hallowed ground, which means it's holy or consecrated or is sacred ground. Okay? So that's hallowed. Hallowed. Okay? That's the word of the day. All right? So, again, guys, welcome to the show. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via my show page, thank you guys for listening in to the show as well. Those who are listening by cell phone or by landline, thank you guys for tuning in. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I see a lot of people are just now joining the show. Welcome, guys. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're just now getting into the show. Now, today's episode is entitled, Baby Making Music. Has it been lost in the shuffle? Baby Making Music. Has it been lost in the shuffle? Now, I want to discuss the lost art of baby making music by today's artists and how old school music set the tone or set the trend that's been lost. Okay, because when you think about, you know, I talked about this yesterday with some people on yesterday, with some younger people, a younger generation, and they don't seem to understand what baby making music is. They don't seem to understand what love making is. When you have a man and a woman intimately involved, they don't understand what the art of love making is. You know, these guys want to get in there and just, man, you know, do their thing and be gone. And maybe that's the pinpoint to helping these young cats keep their marriages going. Okay? Because, you know, if you're not gonna take your time and love your woman when you guys are intimate, then sooner or later she's gonna look for it somewhere else. Okay? Or she may not never experience it. But do you want that to happen in your relationship? Do you not want your husband or your wife to not experience true lovemaking? That's the question. Do you not want your husband or your wife to experience true lovemaking? And I guess I'm just talking from a man's point of view, because myself, I couldn't understand where these young guys were coming from. Okay? Because all they were saying is, you know, Frank, I'm a beast when I go in the bedroom. I'm a beast, man. I have to go in there and, you know, I have to break it down. Well, you know, sometimes that's fine. Okay? Sometimes you are in a hurry. Sometimes you do have to handle your business quickly and get out of there. You know what I'm saying? But make sure that there's that 90% of the time that you take your time and make love to your woman. You know, without the wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. You know, because believe me, guys, she does want that. She does want the taking your time and doing things right, getting it right. Okay, she does want that. Believe me. That's 100% true. She does want that. So you have to give it to her. Okay? You have to give it to her. And so that's why I came up with this show about baby making music. Because when, you know, my generation, I'm talking about my generation. Because today's generation is the love making music is out the window. Okay? All it is now is bing, bang, 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 boom, bang, bam, bam, boom, 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 boom. That's all it is now. You know, that's all it is now. So you younger cats, you got to go back and grab some music that's slow music. We're talking about slow music because we used to slow dance. You know, these parties today, they don't even have slow dancing. These clubs today, they don't even play slow music, okay? They're always playing the upbeat hippity hop stuff, okay? Turn up on a Tuesday, all this stuff, that's not it, right? That's not it. And that's what the guys were talking about on yesterday. You know, I want to, you know, when I'm in the bedroom, I'm a beast. I want to hear, I got to be upbeat. I got to have that upbeat music. Nah. You got it all wrong. See, I'm teaching them. I'm teaching. You got it all wrong. When you're in the bedroom, You got to slow it down. You got to go back to, Keith Sweat, Luther Vandross, Teddy Pendergrass. I mean, think about it. Teddy Pendergrass, one of Teddy Pendergrass songs, one of my favorites. Okay. And I grew up on Teddy Pendergrass. So here's the deal. When if my older sister is listening to the show, you know, she'd be so embarrassed right now. But my oldest sister, when she was married to her first husband, that dude loved Teddy Pendergrass. So I was a teenager then, and that was the things that I was listening to. Teddy Pendergrass was the man, okay, until, you know, he had an accident, and they found out he was with another man when he had an accident, then they found out he was kind of shaky, you know, so they, you know, people started kind of getting away from Teddy Pendergrass. When Teddy Pendergrass was in his prime, one of my favorite Teddy Pendergrass songs, and I'm not going to try to sing it, I can't hit Teddy Pendergrass notes, but he talked about being in the, he, let's take a shower, Now, he's talking about taking a shower together. Think about taking a shower together as opposed to today, turning up on a Tuesday. That ain't what you use in the bedroom. You use taking a shower together. Let's take a shower together. And then he said, when you get out, I'll rub your body, you rub mine, girl. That's the love making music. Y'all with me? Or another one, he said, turn out the lights, light a candle. See, that's love making music. That's what you got to put on when you're in the bedroom. Now, when you out the bedroom, when you're in the living room, and y'all jumping around, you know, turn up on a Tuesday. That's what you played in. But when you're in the bedroom, you got to slow it down. And you also got to slow it down when you're intimate with your girl. Slow it down, guys. You don't have to be in a hurry. You know? And I tell guys all the time, you know, these young cats, I'm talking about 20s and early 20s and stuff. I say, man, not only, you know, you got your girlfriend. And I mean, you know, get this now. I'm not condoning this. But all I'm saying is, you got your little girlfriend, a little sweetie pie that's, you know, the same age you are. Man, before you get to her, you need to have you a woman who's in her mid-30s. That's, you know, I call it, that's seasoned. Okay? She's going to teach you how to make love to a woman. Y'all with me? So, you know, and she's going to tell you, hey, slow it down. Because you get in there with her, And you turning up on a Tuesday, and you jumping. She knows what's getting ready to happen. Okay? So she's telling you, hey, slow it down, brother. Slow down. Because she know that when you in there and you going so fast, she know what's getting ready to happen, and it's going to be over soon. Okay, so she's telling you, hey, slow down. She gonna teach you how to make love to a woman. And I know some people say, you know, covering their face right now. And I go, oh, Frank, you on the edge today. But this some real life stuff. You know, I try to teach guys in the right way. I try to be real with you. I tell you all the time, I'm 100% on this show. So I'm not going to hold back. I mean, I hold back on my words and things I say. I'm just saying, you know, that's the way you got to treat your woman. That's what she wants. Any lady out there that don't want that, that wants some fast action all the time, y'all call me and tell me that. Because I don't think you're out there. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show if you guys want to comment. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. Because, like I said, the old school music, that was called, you know, baby making music. Y'all done heard the term. That's a baby making song right there. Oh, it was a lot of babies made on that song. Yeah, because the women and the men were into that. Now, you know, from a man's point of view, they not, you know, we're not really interested in that song, okay? But the women are. See, the guys miss it. You're not in this thing for you. You're in it for her. You got to take care of her, okay? Men can care less. We can do that and be gone. But that's not gonna satisfy your woman. Okay? So you gotta be in it for her. And she hear that music, then she gets in the mood. And that music continues to play all during the time. She's all into it. That's what you want. Okay? So, guys, take your time and do it right. That's a song, right? Take your time, do it right. You can do it, baby. Do it all night. See, that's a song from back in the day. Right? So you know, grab some of that stuff. Grab some of that music. I know you think it's old and it's out of date and all this. That'll never be out of date. Luther Vandross been dead and gone for years. But those songs that he put out, A House Is Not a Home, and I mean, Jesus. You know? That's what I'm talking about, guys. You know, a chair is not a chair. A house is not a home. You know, you gotta grab that stuff. You know, and if I had a bigger show, if I had a, you know, I gotta get to my 2-hour show. I gotta get into you doing that. I gotta build up my show to 2 hours. I mean, I may not do 2 hours, but I'll be open to 2 hours a day. Because if I had 2 hours, I'd play some of this music. Y'all with me? I'd play some of this old school music so you guys know exactly what I'm talking about. But I think you got an idea of what I'm saying. And I hope and pray that at least one of my guys out there heard this, open to it, and try it. I guarantee you, if you try it, if you go you can find them on iTunes or wherever. Find your song, put it on your iPod, and put it in the iPod player or whatever on your nightstand, and play it when you get your girl in there. You know, I can't help you getting her to the bedroom. I can't help you there. But I'm saying, once you get her in the bedroom, put that music on. Turn the lights down low. Teddy Pendergrass, they turn out the lights. Light a candle. God, that's it right there. That's it, guys. Turn out the lights. Light a candle. Okay? So that's what you have to do with your girls in the bedroom. All this turning up on a Tuesday again, that's not where it's at. It's cool when you're in the club. But when you leave the club and you head at home with your girl or some girl that you done pulled out of the club or whatever, and you know, she feeling good, you feeling good, don't go home and put the same music on that you just heard in the club, okay? Excuse me. Go home and put some old school Teddy Pendergrass, Luther Vandross, Keith Sweat. Keith Sweat, why you think they call Keith Sweat? Keith Sweat was the beggar. He always begging. That's his deal. Okay? He kept us right there. Right? He wasn't as old school as Luther and Teddy Pendergrass, but he tried to grab it right there. And he made a lot of money doing it. Hey, thanks guys for your time. And we'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same place, right here on the Frank Williams Show. I'm over and I'm out. I'll see you.
Have been the kind of person that you really are now.